When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
You didn't open this card for me.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't open it.
You didn't open any of my cards?
Excuse me.
I was doing something. Okay.
Supposed to be my job.
Well, while Mom does that, we're taking a moment to thank our friends who sent us cards. We're thanking them at the beginning of every podcast episode. So if you haven't heard that for the past few.
It's kind of like viewer mail.
Yes. Listener mail.
Even better.
And Paula thanks us for, having the store and helping her gain some confidence. And I helped Paula and her daughter make ginger jeans, and it was awesome, and I love them, and they're beautiful people inside and out. And so I am, I'm thrilled that they thought that they would write us a card during that big time of transition.
I have a card that says thank you on the front, and then inside it says message on cover may appear smaller than actual gratitude, which I thought was really cute. And we don't hear a lot from this person, and I'm really impressed that she wrote this. And it's from Dawn Wehrwein, I believe, in Janesville, Wisconsin. And I'm really impressed, and thank you so much, Dawn. I'm really touched.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who are, like, really, really vocal in the Facebook group, and there are people who I kind of see, commenting or people who order from us. And so, anyway, it's really lovely to hear from you all. We really like it when you say hello. And so I have a card here from Luana, and she says, among other things, congrats on baby number two, and that we are inspiring to her. And yeah, I'm really happy that she wrote this to us. And she says, here are some ironies I have noticed. My favorite song is Fancy by Reba.
Ah!
And I have a dog named Fancy.
And I have a dog named Reba.
That's right. And then one of my favorite books is The Great Gatsby, written by F. Scott Fitzgerald, and his wife's name was Zelda, and that's my daughter's name.
That's right.
And so, yeah, thank you so much, Luana. I appreciate it.
I like F. Scott Fitzgerald, too.
Yeah.
I remember doing a big composition and rhetoric thing on him when I was like a freshman. And anyway, I have something from Fred. I didn't realize.
Why'd
this
you
was
get
from
Fred's
Fred.
Card?
She's one of the Skaskies. Is that what we call them from Saskatchewan? What do they call
them? Saskatchewan. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a really neat card. It has a little hang tag on it that says "Fame, Fortune, Adventure" that we can hang up anywhere. And she says she's so grateful for sewhere.com and the self-sewn wardrobe, and thanks for everything. And Fred, we enjoy you.
Yeah, Fred, you're a good time for sure. Oh, this one's from Mary, and Mary, she's often active in the group, and she watches a live broadcast with her daughter. And her card is actually, look, it's McCall's pattern.
Oh, I saw the outside.
Isn't that
it
cute?
Looked like a pattern.
And the envelope looks like pattern paper too. Thank you, Mary.
And this one is from Ruth Wilson, and Ruth, I like you a lot. She's like, the more the merrier. And she inside this, she sends us a magnet that says, the word you're looking for is fabulous. And she says, a little present for the most fabulous people I know. Ruth, thanks a lot.
I think this might be our first card we've read from an Aussie.
Oh.
Okay.
Might be.
This is from Allison from Canberra. And she says she really likes the safe space we've created with our group. Everyone is so lovely and supportive. I hope that hasn't changed since you wrote this card. And it's really cute because her card has a penguin on it, and I really like that.
I don't know if I said Ruth is from Kalamazoo, but she's from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I don't think I said that. My next card's from Diane Hyatt, and it's got glitter all over the
place.
Yeah,
that's a cute
and
card.
And it looks like a champagne... a champagne glass on the front, and it says Pop Fizz and Cheers. And she says, thanks for the global community and guiding us in our sewing lives, which I thought was really, really sweet.
Yeah, these are really sweet.
Thanks, Diana.
And the last card we have here is from Lindsay of Sew Lindsay Sew. So if you don't follow her on Instagram, she does a really great job. I mean, she makes lots of stuff. She gives good feedback. She's just always, you know, putting out good content there. And she says, congratulations, Edie and Mallory. Can't wait to see what the magical future holds. And this card is from Disney World. And we also got a card from Goofy and Pluto.
Oh, and I think Donald's on there. There's like all of them signed
Mickey Mouse. Yeah, you're right. And Donald Duck.
Right.
There you go.
She got them all to sign it.
That's very nice of them to send us a card. So today.
So apparently they listen to our podcast.
Obviously we have a good
Wonder
Disney.
Who sews.
Good Disney following. today we're going to talk about sewing supplies, and ZD and I are going to trade off, even though she was trying to encroach on my half before the podcast. So ZD is going to, we're going to take turns.
Mallory encroached on my life 28 years ago.
Okay. I am 27, all right?
Yeah, but I must have been pregnant 28 years
Fine.
Ago.
Fine, okay.
This alien, like... Anyway,
man,
came into my
boy,
life.
Boy, do I just like believe you now, like, you know. So ZD's going to talk about sewing supplies that you should highly consider replacing at some point, like things that you use up.
Right.
Okay. And I'm going to talk about sewing supplies that can virtually last forever. Okay. So we're gonna trade off and sort of juxtapose those two types of sewing supplies. You know, go ahead, Mom. What's your first one? You start.
You know, there's a lot of things that get used up, but I'm going to hit the ones that people don't realize get used up right now. And I've got some others that, you know, I can talk about. But one of the things is your seam ripper.
Uh-huh.
So if you inherit your grandmother's sewing stuff when, you know, she passes on, and there's a seam ripper in there that looks like it's a color plastic that was manufactured in 1932. It's not sharp anymore. You need a new seam ripper. You may think a seam ripper is, you know, a durable product. Well, it's only so durable.
And it depends on how much you use it.
Well, no. Even, no. But, I'm sorry. Know. If it was, no. Even if it's old, it will get dull.
That's right.
It probably has, the metal has oxidized in some way. So it's a real good way to jab yourself in the finger, too.
Having a sharp seam ripper is safer,
yes.
Right?
It's just like the sharp knife thing, you know. Yep. You always cut yourself with a dull knife because of the force and that kind of thing. And, you know, you'll also gouge your fabric if you have a tool that's not good and sharp.
More importantly than your body. Your sewing project is...
spend $8 or $10 or whatever. And, you know, now they have, like, the surgical seam rippers.
Hey, shush, shush, shush. That's on my list.
Well, the handle's only the thing that lasts forever.
I know. Mom.
Okay. Okay, anyway, if you have a seam ripper that looks like, you know, that little, like, what do you call that? That little hook system?
Yeah, it looks like a hook.
It's like a little hook.
Crab claw?
It has to be... Yeah, a little claw. It has to be replaced... And, you know, like Mallory said, depending on how much you use it or how long you've had it.
Okay, so I'm...
So now that I've encroached...
That's
talk.
Right. And I'm going to encroach a little bit on you, too. Okay, so this is good. We got... This is
called banter.
They're segues.
Sewing banter.
They're just segues, no, okay?
Well...
Hold on. Okay.
Segues. I don't know if we have segues. We have banter.
So seam rippers, like Mom was describing, you know, the ones look like a crab claw. Maybe they got a little ball on the end, right? Those definitely get dull. Now
right. They should have the little ball on the end, by the way. If there's
right.
no little ball there, throw it away.
The surgical seam rippers, though, that are available now, and like we sell one on our website, the handle can last you forever. okay, the handle on that surgical seam ripper can last you forever, especially if it's actually made of metal. There are some surgical
seams. There's some plastic ones.
Yeah, there's some plastic ones.
And those are considered disposable.
That's right, because they really do. They call them a surgical seam ripper. They're a scalpel. And when you are cutting into a person, you don't want to, like, use it again. Okay, so that's why it's disposable. But if you get one that's sort of been adapted for sewing.
No. You've got this wrong. They all used to be metal with interchangeable blades.
Right.
Okay. And it was autoclaved and cleaned, and that was repackaged, okay,
yes,
every time. So the metal ones were the first ones. The plastic ones are second generation.
And I would say even possibly safer than if you autoclave one.
Autoclaving was expensive, and yes, there was probably more, you know, sometimes there were cooties left on.
Okay,
right.
Now, were these ever, like, a pretty color?
They were not. So, they were, like, stainless steel.
So there are stainless steel ones, and we carry the Tula Pink surgical seam ripper because it's a beautiful iridescent, like,
right,
purpley color. And that
it's
handle...
It's, like, holographic almost.
Okay, that handle will last you forever, and you need to change the blades, okay? Especially if you start to use it on something unconventional, like you're cutting up something weird, okay? But that handle will last you forever. Unlike, even though you might think it, your rotary cutter handle.
That's mine.
ZD.
Thank you. Oh, it's a segue.
She's a segue.
And the reason we know about this is.
Control yourself.
Okay. Practice what you preach.
Yes.
It's not what I did. Okay. Everyone, do what I say, not what I do.
That's right.
So the other day, I'm trying to cut some, it had some, you know, it was some lycra spandex, it had some sort of, you know, elastic fabric or something. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I just can't do this anymore like I used to at Mallory Coast. Maybe you need to change the blade. So there you go. There's one that's on Mallory's list. Like, you do have to change.
You have to change the blade in your rotary cutter.
Right.
But your rotary cutter, it will last a long time.
Right. So the handle lasts. You know, the handle you think of as something that you keep and you change this, you know,
the
disc
blade.
Of a blade.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a razor blade disc,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we changed that. But like I said, don't think... You just can't cut. Think about the fact that you can change that blade. And then when you're taking it apart and you say, geez, what are all this scarring?
No, it was like we had gotten, here's the difference. This is why. Okay.
Right.
On the surgical seam ripper blade, it's not like rotating around and bringing crap up into the handle like a rotary cutter blade is. And this one, it was like burned.
It had like crap tracks.
Yes. Like stuff had gotten up there and then been like,
I guess we just rotaried so hard and so fast.
Now,
it like had grooves in it.
This is probably like a 15, 20-year-old
rotary
handle.
Well, we did say that. She's like, how old is that? And I'm like, you were at least in high school. So we're figuring 15 years. We got out of this one handle,
but
plastic can wear out.
Just do keep in
now,
mind.
I will tell you what I did. I threw away all the plastic parts, and I kept the little lug nut thing that screws on. I thought, you know, we could lose this, or maybe. But so I
Good
kept
call.
That, and I put that in the rotary cutter drawer with all the other rotary cutters. But you guys, it was fun. Why didn't we take a picture of that?
I think you actually.
You know what? I think it's over there in the trash.
No, we kept it because I said.
Oh.
No, I said to get it out of the trash. I was like, we need to.
Where do we keep it? Because I don't know where it is.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, but no, you guys, I was like struggling with this faulty, you know,
rotary
piece
cutter.
Of equipment and wondering what the hell was going on. And I, like I said, I'm always telling you guys, change your needles, change this. And my rotary cutter was literally had tracks burnt in it.
Yeah, it needed to be retired. Okay, so I think I've got like two more like categories and I'm going to cover right now ironing implements, okay?
Okay.
So irons don't last forever.
And don't expect them to.
Especially,
And don't ask us which one to buy and which one's going to last the longest. Here's the deal. The manufacturers change who's making them all the time anyway. It, like, even if it's got Rowenta on it, it might not be even made in the same factory the next year.
We're going to get some crap from
Rowenta.
Yeah,
we're going to get
gonna
some.
Be like,
yeah,
actually, our irons are made in the same place.
Okay, they can explain it to me all they want.
Yeah, you've had You've had irons.
I've had irons, okay? I've had expensive irons. I've had $500 irons. I've had $100 irons, and I now work with a $1,200 ironing
Mom,
system.
That is a $2,500 ironing system. You don't even know.
Okay. See, yeah. I don't even know. And you know,
don't you make ZD work with anything else, because she will just bitch.
I can't handle a hardware store iron.
This is my section. Okay. So not an iron. You gotta buy a new iron sometimes. Okay. Not all the time, but sometimes. But things like your ironing board. Okay.
Right.
That will often last almost forever. Now, you may need to change your ironing cover. You may need to wash it. You may need to buy a new one or make a new one. Okay, the board cover. But as long as you don't, like, you know, something terrible doesn't happen to the ironing board, it's going to last you quite a while. Along with a ham, a sleeve roll, and a clapper.
And a sleeve board.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't put sleeve board
on
here.
I don't know if you rolled those together. Yeah. Okay.
So clapper, and we sell a clapper point presser thing.
It's like a multi-tool. I think they used to have a name, like something like a tailor's tool or a tailor's clapper or something, because it's got a point on it and it has a curve on it.
But you have that tailor's board over there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a different thing. Okay, right? Yeah. So there are these, you know, any pressing implement that you get that is like wooden, okay, even if you were to like scorch it with your iron or something, unless it's like in a house fire, it's going to last a really long time. If you have your grandmother's seam ripper, it might need to be replaced. But if you have your grandmother's clapper,
keep it.
You good. Yeah.
And if you have her ham and it's smelly, you can put it in like a Rubbermaid or Tupperware container, a big container, and put some charcoal in it, like regular old briquette charcoal.
Yeah.
And you can close it up, and sometimes it'll make it smell better.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, it will take out the smell. You can also squirt the hell out of it with vodka.
And I'll just add in one. So those hams and those sleeve rolls, they are often made of fabrics that are very heat resistant.
Right.
Okay.
Not moth resistant.
No. So if they've been moth eaten, that can happen. But if, you know, anything can break, right? Okay.
Right.
Or if somebody comes in and slashes it up with a knife, it won't work anymore. But, you know, sometimes people will say, oh, I have a ham from my grandmother. It's not really something that you, like, need another.
Yeah. You don't need to get another one.
You don't have to get another one
unless it's really stinky and you iron on it and it makes your clothes stink.
Right. And then I'll just bring up a more recent ironing implement of which I am enamored, and that is the Clover hot iron finger.
That's right.
Or as I like to call it, my sewing stick.
I call it the scraper.
Yeah. Something we included in the first Sew Here box, and it is a sort of provocative looking.
You know, that's pretty new. Like, I wonder how long it would really last. There's no old ones around.
No, that's very true. It's not like something but it's a silicone.
It's silicone.
So it has a metal core, and the silicone is really thick, and I've worked with silicone implements before where that metal core could come through.
Right.
But this
one,
I don't think that's going to happen. The way, like, just the proportions of it.
We need to write.
It's not going to poke through.
We need to write, like, a date on that one we have.
Oh, yeah.
And see, like, you know, in like 100 years from now, you'll know how long it lasts.
There we go.
Zelda will live forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Zelda will have her own podcast and be like, my mom's iron finger lasts forever. So there are quite a few things in the pressing realm that can last you forever. So if you go to buy a clapper, and I think our clapper on our website, I think it's like $30-ish.
Yeah, no, it looks really expensive.
It does.
It really does.
But it's, like we said,
It's there forever. Yeah, you have it forever.
It's something that'll last you forever. It's not.
Now, the sleep boards, they're not that expensive.
No, they're not. I don't know if we have one on our site right now, but let's say under $20.
I would say $15 to $20. Yeah. And honestly, that I don't know how anybody lives without one of those and who sews.
Well, let's take a break for a message break here, and then we'll come back and I'll let ZD talk. Hey, Mom, have you noticed my amazing jeans?
Did you make those pants?
I made my pants.
Oh, no, I don't believe it. Your butt looks so good.
Well, thank you. I don't know if you know, but it was really important
to me. Your butt looks really good.
It was really important to me to use high quality fabric. And
if you're going to put all that time into them.
Darn tootin'. And I wanted to use the fabric recommended by my jeans pattern designer.
Well, what fabric is it, Mallory? Keep talking about it. Tell us what it is.
I used Cone Mills S Jean Stretch Denim. And it is high quality fabric milled in North Carolina. It's got, it's 97% cotton, 3% elastane, and it will stretch to fit over your bottom, but still recover really well as you wear them throughout the
day.
And
apparently it comes in more than one color, because that's not the only color jeans you have.
That's right. It comes in black. It comes in high street, which is kind of a dark blue color.
Uh-huh.
And then it comes in natural indigo. And that fabric was dyed with indigo that was farmed in Tennessee.
Okay, so we're keeping it all at home.
That's right. So if you want to order denim, go to sewhere.com/denim. We sell it in whole yards and half yards. And we ship internationally. So,
are you going to sell them the stuff I have set off myself?
No, I'll leave your denim alone.
Okay.
I will leave your denim
all
alone.
Right.
Okay, once again, sewhere.com/denim to shop high quality Cone Mills denim for your stretch jeans.
Sewing out loud.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Okay, ZD, what you got?
I want to talk about things that have glue on them.
Okay.
Tape, fusibles, things like that. Like, what would Wonder Tape be one,
mm-hmm.
or Stitch Witchery, or iron-on interfacing, which I never use, but, you know, people do. Those kind, and just tape, any kind of tape you might use, whether it be your low-tech painter's tape, or tape wears out. I do not recommend that you ever have masking tape in your sewing room, and that's another thing, but because it sticks and it doesn't let go. Tape wears out. So if you think you find tape on sale and you're going to buy 5,000, you know, packages of Wonder Tape, it's not going to last forever. You need to know that. The moisture in the air will basically make it come unglued.
Right. Or if it gets too dry.
That's right.
That, yeah.
I mean, it's like both. It's so moisture dependent. So don't think Wonder Tape will last forever. It lasts a really long time.
You need to be fresh, though.
I mean, you know, if you have a pack of it and it lasts you over a year, it might last you 2 years. It's not going to last you probably 10 years. That's why I'm just saying, don't buy 10 packages of it just because it's a good deal. Or if somebody's selling it really cheap,
yeah,
it could be old. So,
right.
So just sort of be aware of that. What have you got?
I have cutting table / sewing furniture.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty durable.
Really? Yeah, it could be pretty durable. Our counter in here, like our cutting table that Jerry made for you, is 25 years old.
Yeah,
whatever. So it's pretty old. I mean, it's going to last a long time. Your sewing furniture that you sew on, if you get a sturdy piece of furniture,
yes,
it can also last you almost forever.
It's also another thing that when you go to buy, it looks really, really expensive.
Yeah.
I think you're like, whoa, my gosh, you know, this table's what? $1,200.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, it's really worth it. If you're in this for the long run, like so long, so happy, right?
Uh-huh.
If you're in it for the long run, I don't think you can make a mistake in buying sewing furniture. It's a dream. There's nothing like it. It's sturdy. It's stable. It's made for what you're doing.
That's right. So I think that there are some pieces like that that can last forever. But there's some things that go with them that can be replaced. You got something, Mom?
Well, so you've got to have, on my big work table, I have a huge rotary cutting mat.
Yeah.
Right? And when I say huge, this table is made from an, 4x8 piece of sheet goods.
Right.
So, and then he laminated it. And then I have a 4x8 foot cutting mat on it. That's a special order, everyone.
Yeah.
A very special order. You won't find them just any place. And it's expensive. I don't know. What did we pay for the last one? I have no idea.
I can't remember.
It was like $150, $200. I don't know. It was
something
expensive.
Like that.
Now, the last one I had lasted me about 12 years. I also cut probably 12,000 things on it. I mean, I cut on it a lot till the point, and I rotate my cutting mat. And another thing is, if I'm doing like small little cuts, I'll put another mat on top of it.
Right.
To save it. But I try not to mark on it. It's got some Sharpie marks here and there. You try and be nice to it, and you're trying to keep it clean. But you're going to have to replace it. I'm not saying it's not a good investment, but at some point, mine was getting to the point that it was rough.
Yeah, it can
and
hurt
And I could
your,
no longer, right.
Yeah, it can hurt your stuff.
Fabric was kind of starting to drag on it. And,
right.
And I think what we did is we actually did cut it up.
We did.
And,
we still have parts
of
it.
Right.
Yeah, we still have parts of it.
But, it may seem expensive. No, you may have to replace it, especially if you sew like I do.
Right.
So, think about I sew every single day of my life.
Right.
Okay, that's how much I sew. And I probably cut more than I sew because cutting takes longer than sewing.
Absolutely.
So anyway, and I stand and I work at that table. I've glued at that table.
Do a lot of stuff
I plan
at
that table. All those kinds of things. I do. That is my main work table.
I was standing on it today filming
right,
you.
Right. We've stood on it. We've laid on it. We've cut carpet on it.
Right. Ruching a salmon prom dress, right?
Right.
My next thing is, well, I guess I might be straddling the line here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll straddle with you.
Yeah, you can chip in here like I could stop you, Okay. Some rulers, like the flexible curve and some of our metal rulers.
Right.
Are things that can last forever, okay? And we don't, where I would take exception, I wouldn't say, like, all rulers will last forever, because even though we've got some acrylic rulers that have been with us for a really, really, really
decades.
Long time.
Yes.
You definitely can notice some scratching on those.
Right.
But on the flexible curve that we have like, the 36-inch flexible ruler, that thing's like indestructible.
It is.
Unless you like lose it or something. I mean, I don't even think, you'd break it. Now, I was about to also say our acrylic rulers last us forever. And then there was that whole rash of people who were dropping and breaking theirs on the group.
You can drop an acrylic ruler.
If you drop it just right.
If you drop it just right, it's broken and you can try and use pieces of it, but it's no fun.
Okay,
it's
but
ugly.
Have you ever broken one?
I have broken just the corner off of one that I continue. Actually, I glued.
I know where it is.
You know what I glued it together with?
What?
PVC pipe joint.
Oh yeah.
Glue. Right. Where you prep it with the purple flux, and then you, and it stayed together for a really long time. But I still have that. But it was just a tiny little corner.
No,
remember?
I see all these people are like, I shattered my ruler.
I think
like, man.
That, I think I honestly think we're pretty good with them. I don't know why. I've always had a place to. Okay. How many rulers do you think we have in here?
Oh,
right
a
now?
Million rulers. Yeah.
I would say there's at least 20 rulers
right.
in here.
Right.
And anywhere from wood to metal to acrylic to what else? I don't know.
Well, I think that might cover it.
Yeah.
Wood to metal to
Maybe
acrylic.
That's it.
I don't know. But yes, those the metal rulers that we have that we sometimes use to like square things up and stuff like that, they last forever. And so does that flexible curve.
Well,
it really is a good
investment.
The
other thing I've noticed about the acrylic rulers is if people are not really good about cutting with their rotary cutter, and they will cut up into them, and that shouldn't be happening, but it does.
Yes, that does happen. Okay, now you got one. You got a one people need to be replacing.
You know, I think that one thing we really need to talk about is anything that you have to stick through anything. The straight pins, the needles. And, you know, I keep safety pins.
Right.
Because when I, especially costumes, when you're altering costumes, you pin those suckers with safety pins because you can never get them transported back and forth or whatever without the pins falling out. But pins bend. Pins get dull.
Yep.
And needles and pins get dull. And you're going to have to replace them. And, you know, they're not really expensive. And it's a thing you should just do. I had a whole bunch of safety pins I just finally threw out because I think I had actually altered so many wedding dresses using these straight pins or these safety pins, they wouldn't even pierce fabric.
Right,
anymore.
They were just so dull.
Yeah, I just dulled the heck
out
of them.
Okay, if somebody messages us and is like, I sharpen my safety pins, I will, I don't know.
I'll send you my old ones.
I'll send you some safety pins.
Send you my old ones. That's fine.
Now, something like a tailor's awl or something like that, you know, or scissors that, you know, can be sharpened. Yes. That makes sense.
When you say scissors that can be sharpened, you really need to make sure that they are scissors that can be sharpened. And I have a story about someone who said, they wanted their scissors sharpened. They wanted me to get these scissors sharpened for them. And I said, well, not all scissors. Oh, no, these are a really good pair of scissors. These are a really good pair of scissors. And she comes in, which with a orange-handled craft pair of Fiskars.
Right.
No, she could not have paid $4 for these. Okay? And I said, they cannot be sharpened.
Right.
You know, a grinding wheel will eat them up.
Right, right.
Well, these are Fiskars. These are good scissors. Well, Fiskars does have some good scissors.
Sure.
But these, you know,
these were, we have a pair of cheap scissors here right now.
What are those?
Scotch?
Yeah. They're horrible. You know, these are wrapping paper scissors, you know.
Yes.
I mean, but not all scissors can be sharpened, and you need to know that.
Okay, so I have one that's kind of funny, and I know people might be a little surprised by this. A snap setter. Okay.
Find the one I broke?
Oh, did you break one? Oh, no. Well,
she's
great.
She's going to say it's
I'm
durable.
I'm going to say it lasts forever. Okay, for something, let me just preface this. This is a plastic tool.
Yes, it is. It's like a composite plastic.
That you hammer the crap
it's
out of.
It's very durable.
Okay, and I guess before Mom broke this one, we had this snap
it
setter.
It still works.
Oh, okay. Well, is it broken?
No. It was broken.
This snap setter lasts like...
No.
It lasts like 20 years.
No, no. We've had it more than 20 years. And I have this thing where I hit it with the hammer 3 times. 1, 2, 3. You know, and I never hit it anymore. I know, like, my force. And I went to take it off. And it just was in 2 pieces.
Man, well.
Not the whole thing. Just the top plate.
Oh, well, you can replace that.
Well, right. No, you can replace parts of it. But, no. I could. I was like, I finally did it in.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've also worn out a pair of feed dogs. So,
yes.
I mean, you know, I use these things a lot.
But a snap setter, being, like I said, a plastic thing that you hammer when you use it. So you're, and when you, well, when, you know, and, when you put a snap in.
And snap setter, she's talking about a specific brand
I'm
name.
Talking about SnapSource snap setters.
Yes. SnapSource.
Yes. I think at this very moment, they're not on our site, but I can add it before this podcast is published. Because we have a lot of them in stock here.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But they are our favorite way to put snaps in.
They're the only way I put set snaps in.
Unless you have some kind of like industrial machine-y.
Well, those you get at the hardware store thing. And they're too big for your clothing. Okay.
There are ones for clothing. There are ones
you
can
buy. Well, I'm talking, at home. But I'm talking about there are ones from the hardware store that you can do. That you know, you put your boat on your boat cover and all
right,
of that.
Right, right, right. I'm just saying, if you got like an industrial garment snap press, like that's cool.
Where the other types of snap.
With the pliers.
The plier types that are not snap source.
Mm-hmm.
I would not recommend, not at all.
Yeah, we're not big fans of those. But no. I am a fan of this plastic implement that you hammer, and that I guess it doesn't last forever. It only lasts for 20 years.
I have one more thing.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And it's a tape measure.
Okay.
And
but don't all my tape measures last forever, Mom?
I guess they could.
Uh-huh.
If you never use them, and you never stretch them, and you never bent them. I have seen people pull out a tape measure that was made like in the time of the dinosaur, I swear, that is so like it's
wavy.
It's wavy.
Yeah.
Like it, you know, it's
curled.
I doubt
sides.
It's accurate. So right. When you're measuring yourself, I mean, how much does a tape measure cost? I mean, you want to get the kind we have.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Right. Our snap and slide.
Snap
easy
and
check,
slide.
Easy
but
check
we
tape
do
measure.
Know that if you're if your employee's daughter steps on the snappy slidey part, the snappy slidey part might break.
No, that's true.
Nora. But anyway, our favorite girl happened to step on ours and it did break. But, I mean, they're not expensive. Buy yourself a new tape. Okay, I have multiple tape measures. It's another thing because I don't want to look for them.
No, absolutely. And they're easy to, like, lay down
right.
or something. But they do stretch out of shape. I think people – I don't think people realize that all the time.
Right.
That they do
well,
stretch out of
shape. Well, I have seen
shape.
Them where they look, like, threadbare, like,
yeah.
like the plastic's worn off and people are still using it. And I'm thinking, that isn't working anymore.
No, it might not. It like Mom said, it might not actually
or the
be.
End is off. Like, the metal
yeah.
end is off. So you're really not sure if that's the real end
where zero
of the
is.
End or not. Right.
No, keep in mind that you can stretch out a tape measure over time. See, it'll take a while.
So,
I mean,
yeah,
you
know, you guys – I mean – what I'm just saying is, don't be like me and keep that rotary cutter that has grooves and warts in it because and wonder why it's not working right.
Yep, that's,
why get frustrated?
That's right. Okay, well, thank you all for listening. If you've got any more, I know that there are going to be, this is not like at all a complete actual like finite list. I'm sure there's more.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we can
sure
get some comments on
there.
This.
Yeah, so I'd love to hear from you if there's anything else that you've, like, had forever. Now, if you've had it forever and we recommend replacing it, that's a different story. But if you have something else that you love that's lasted forever.
Thread gets old, you guys.
That's right. No, your thread does not last forever. That is unacceptable.
It's called
answer.
Rotten cotton.
Okay. So you can get to us on Instagram, we're ZD Sewing Studio. You can sign up for our newsletter at sewhere.com/lovenote and get a newsletter from us each week. And you can email me at mallory@sewhere.com.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.